Ukrainian embassies in Europe mailed bloody packages with animal eyes. By Chris Tomlinson on December 4, 2022. Several embassies of Ukraine in various European countries received bloody packages on Friday, one containing animal eyes, just days after the country's embassy in Spain received a letter bomb. Ukrainian embassies in Spain, Poland, Croatia, the Netherlands, Hungary, and Italy all reported receiving suspicious packages this week, along with general consulates in Krakow, Poland, and Naples, Italy, and the consulate in Brno, Czechia. Ukrainian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Oleg Nikolenko stated that the packages were soaked in some sort of liquid and gave off a specific smell. The embassy in Madrid stated their parcel contained animal eyes, news service Reuters reports. According to Nikolenko, Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has placed all of the embassies and consulates that have been involved under tighter security as they investigate the meaning behind the packages. The gruesome packages came just days after a letter bomb was sent to the Ukrainian embassy in Madrid earlier this week, with similar letter bombs sent a day later to Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, Minister of Defense Margarita Robles, the Torrejón de Ardoz Air Base, and the United States Embassy in Spain. Secretary of State for Security Rafael Perez stated that the explosive material appeared to be handmade and was similar to pyrotechnics. The sending of the letter bombs coincided with a visit to the Ukrainian city of Odessa, by Defense Minister Robles, who commented on the bombs saying they would not deter Spain's support for Ukraine. The letter bomb that was sent to the Ukrainian embassy, meanwhile, exploded and injured an employee of the embassy, injuring the employee's right hand. Spanish police later cordoned off the area around the embassy and activated the country's anti-terrorist protocol over the incident. Swedish terrorism expert Hans Brun commented on the bomb saying, "There is a clear risk that more explosive devices will appear either in Spain or in other countries against similar targets. The choice of targets is interesting. Quite a lot of shipments have been sent to important institutions. It suggests a certain degree of planning and ability to get enough material together. If more shipments like this appear, it will be interesting to follow what type of targets are attacked and, if so, where," Brun added. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.